Father, you love without measure. Savior, you lead us to life. Spirit, you teach us to listen, to laugh, to love, to cry. And we feel this ache inside.
The fifth commandment. And the fifth commandment says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. We are so grateful to be in the space of these powerful commandments that speak to us in so many different ways, depending upon where we are in consciousness. And so we open our circle with this divine power and presence of spirit in our circle to lift our consciousness above the appearances of things so that we can learn from the power of these commandments in our lives. And this fifth commandment is indeed yet another powerful commandment about how spirit speaks to and expresses and commands our dedication, our commitment, and our obedience. And so once again, the fifth commandment says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. It doesn't say that we have to respect and provide for our parents because that's just the bare minimum. It says that we must honor them. We must honor those who gave us our physical bodies, honor those who cared for us in our infancy, honor those who care for us in our childhood, honor those who cared for us in our adolescence, honor those who care for us even as adults. Honor is the deference that we pay despite ourselves. Now, sometimes we didn't have parents who did all those things for us, and so we honor the person who embodies the presence and the practice and the spirit of our parents. Sometimes in our lives, we can't love our parents because they may have been abusive, they may continue to be abusive. And so we have to erect the necessary boundaries that we need for our health, our welfare, and our well-being. Sometimes our parents are not present and available to us. And so we have to lift ourselves the consciousness of the definition of parents as we know in the flesh to realize the awesome presence of parents in the spirit, and we have to honor that presence. When we study the spirit of the scripture and not just its words, what happens is that we realize that it is so much deeper. This commandment is deeper than honoring our human providers in the physical realm. Khalil Gibran in the Prophet says to parents, your children come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. Gibran says, you are the bows from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. And in Matthew 23:9, Jesus says, do not call anyone on earth your father. Let me say that again. In Matthew 23:9, Jesus says, do not call anyone on earth your father. For one is your father, he who is in heaven. Jesus is always speaking beyond the flesh, speaking beyond the physical realm into the deeper complexities of spirit. He is teaching us that we are spiritual beings clothed in physical bodies. We are more spirit. We are more energy. We are more light. We are more power than we are flesh. And that our parents are just the channels that spirit uses to bring us into the world. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. Jesus says that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of divine mind is within us. And so we must also honor on another plane of thought. The kingdom of heaven, our divine parents, the Father, Mother, everything God that resides right within us. And so once again, the commandments are teaching us that the source of all honor is God. The source of all honor is, as John said, love. God, he said, is love. It doesn't matter who birthed us. It doesn't matter whether or not our parents in the flesh are dead or alive. It doesn't matter if somebody loved us or tortured us or controlled us or celebrated us. When the energy of spirit is present, as we know it is everywhere present, our parents are there. Thich Nhat Hanh, a Buddhist monk, my favorite Buddhist monk, whose parents are deceased, says in Living Buddha, Living Christ, our mothers and fathers helped us come to be. And even now they continue to give us life. Whenever I have difficulties, I ask for their support and they always respond. Our ancestors are part of the infinite realm of spirit. He says our spiritual ancestors have also given birth to us too, not just our parents. He says our spiritual ancestors have also given birth to us, and they too continue to give birth to us. I honor the divine that birthed the unique being that I call me. We must honor the universal ethers that formed every hair, every molecule, every fiber, every divine vibration of the I am that I am. We must honor the cosmic womb that delivered the light that shines as us. I honor the spirit that carried me into this fantastic reality that I call life. Honor the sheer passion of perfect harmony that manifested you into the endless bound of this bounty, this great bounty, the endless bounty of this time-space continuum that we call Earth. We have to honor the souls who came before us and through whose legacy we began, not simply because we are, but because without them we would never be. I honor the God that gave me a destiny in the irresistible vortex of my desires. I honor the ancestors, expressing through me the love of enlightened purpose and endless possibility. I honor the Christ that died for me, because in the second that my Savior died, I began and began and began. I honor the breath that the Holy Ghost breathed into us in the transformational moment of our spiritual liberation. I honor the freedom that blessed us, bless me, bless you, through the all-encompassing soul of my being. I honor my mother and my father. I honor my mother and my father. I honor my mother and my Father God, always expressing in, as, and through me. And in so doing, I honor all that I am. We open up this circle today in this deep and everlasting power of spirit that honors the Mother, Father, God, expressing as us in new ways, in great ways, in divine ways. In this circle, in this honor of the Mother, Father, God, we realize that they would only give to us, they would only express as us, they would only breathe into us the absolute love and perfect harmony and health and wholeness of our being. We let go of any past distractions. We let go of any past ailments. We let go of any fear. We release any stress in the full realization that our mothers and our fathers are here. They are girding us up. They are lifting us up. They are nurturing us. They are blessing us. They are healing us. They are touching us. They are anointing us. They are giving us. They are lifting us higher in the realm of spirit that loves us and never ever stops loving and expressing in, as, and through us. We honor our spiritual parents and our physical parents who are here and now expressing in this earth. We honor Mother Ross. We honor Mother Winifred Hamilton. We honor our mothers and our fathers on this call. We honor the spirit of Heisey Ross that continues to pray through us and bless through us and anoint through us and uplift through us and protect as us. We honor the presence and the power of all of our spiritual ancestors who mother and who father and continue to give birth and bless and uplift us through this divine circle of awesome and powerful and wonderful and spectacular love. This love that shines through us, not only on this call, but through each and every moment, each and every aspect of our day. We honor the mother and the father through our great testimony. I just have to lift up the presence and the power of a wonderful testimony of something that has blessed me. And I know that it continues to bless and nurture and empower each and every one of us in the same way. I was asked by the Israeli consulate to go to Israel recently. And I accepted that offer, and they just reached out to me at the end of the week, and they said, we're going to have a convention of 1,000 women in Israel, and we want to designate one person to speak on behalf of the U.S. delegation, and we want that person to be you. And I said, praise the Lord. I am so grateful for the mother and the father that continues to bless our ministry, continues to uplift the presence and the power of our purpose. I am so grateful to go to the Holy Land, so grateful to follow up that trip with the trip to Egypt, so grateful to know that the presence and the power of God will be with me through this powerful circle, blessing and anointing me and uplifting our ministry in each and every word that I speak, in each and every prayer that I utter, in each and every opportunity to be the presence and the power of the Mother and the Father God, always giving, always blessing, always loving through me. And all of these things.
I wanna give you all my love. And you say, child, that will always be enough. When I wanna bury how I feel, you say, child, let your heart begin to heal. Wherever I go,
so grateful to be on the line another Saturday morning. Grateful for such a beautiful, beautiful lesson that we received this morning. So grateful, so proud of my daughter. So grateful. And if the song goes, I may never reach perfection in raising children, bringing children up, but Lord, I tried. And I thank you for the success in each one of them this morning, Lord. Thanking you for me. And Lord, if I have transgressed against anyone, I ask your forgiveness this morning. And I thank you for that forgiveness. I thank you this morning. Lord, I am so grateful. So grateful this morning. Grateful for family, my family. Grateful for all families on this line. And above all, grateful for my friends that's on this line. The older and the younger. I'm grateful. Grateful for Cecilia and Marlon. Thanking you, Lord, this morning. For the spirit of Eric Butterworth and Ola Butterworth, who gave me the Unity books that he wrote, all autographed. And I'm so grateful for the spirit that comes through his teaching, through Cecilia this morning. And I'm just thankful this morning. And all I can say this morning is I'm just thankful. And Lord, thanking you for putting your arms around my friend, Dorothy Howard, and her family this morning. I know you are holding her in your arms, and I thank you for it. I thank you.
To be able to send our love, our peace, and our power to the Howard family, to especially to Dorothy Howard, who has always been a spiritual mother to me. And we just send her just a special blessing, a special anointing, a special prayer that will circle her with love, with peace, with all of the help that she needs, She lost one daughter a few weeks ago, and she just lost another daughter who was a minister who had actually just given the message at the funeral of the first daughter that she lost. And so we know that that is an incredibly heavy burden to bear. Paramahansa Yogananda is a powerful spiritual Hindu leader who embraced Jesus Christ also as his teacher. He says it is God who becomes the father to protect the child, the mother to love the child unconditionally. And it is also God who becomes the friend to help the soul without the limitations of familiar instincts. It is God who becomes the food and the breath and the life-sustaining functions. It is God who penetrates our understanding and awakens us to the duty and the privilege to worship God templed in ourselves. It is God who reveals that our lives come from eternal life, not solely a material existence. It is God who loves us unconditionally, whether we have been naughty or nice, and offers us salvation when we can truly say from the sincerity of our hearts, God, I love you. God, I love you. Mother, Father, Almighty Heavenly God, I love you. And so the question becomes, do we really love God? Do we really honor God? Do we really honor the greatest spiritual parent that there is? Do we honor the greatest spiritual parent that there is, or do we just gladly accept whatever God gives and not even think about giving back? And you must give through a consciousness that knows no fear, no selfishness, and no doubt. Because until you do, you are not really honoring the presence and the power of the inexhaustible supply and the absolute good of the mother and the father who form, who shaped, who breathe life into you. Let us honor the stream, the endless stream of all-knowing wisdom, all-giving love, all-flowing peace, constantly giving to us. Honor the stream of complete faith, of unlimited joy, of calm and grace that blesses us with a life so wonderful that we have not even dared to imagine it. Let us honor the stream of divine ideas that keep anointing us with fresh stories and new friends and untold strength and cosmic energy. Let us honor the stream of success overflowing from the abundance of gifts in the irresistible vortex of our desires. That absolute good that is anointing and blessing each one of you, anointing and blessing Alma, anointing and blessing Marlon, anointing and blessing Deidre, anointing and blessing Victor, anointing and blessing Jerome, anointing and blessing Bernadette, anointing and blessing Latanya, anointing and blessing Sandy, anointing and blessing Sonia, anointing and blessing Myrtle, anointing and blessing Winifred, anointing and blessing Fern and Scott and each and every patient who is in their waiting room, anointing and blessing Vanessa, anointing and blessing Paulette, anointing and blessing Lynette, anointing and blessing Ronique, anointing and blessing Charlotte, anointing and blessing each and every person on this call. Let us honor the stream of spirit moving through our life through a community called the Saturday Morning Prayer Circle, and a constant vibration, a constant connection of oneness within each and every one of us. Let us honor the stream of freedom that resurrects us through the all-encompassing souls of our being. Honor this dream of freedom that resurrects us through the all-encompassing souls of our being. Honor the stream of prayer in which we hear the voices of our mothers and our fathers, our mother and our father God, always, always, and completely honoring us. Always and completely honoring us. And so it is. So let it be. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I will in your life.